A very blessed Sunday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. I hope the colder weather is making you love the fall, the changing of the seasons, the changing of the colors on the leaves of the trees. This is certainly a very, very blessed time of the year. If you're just joining us on Inspiration and Religion, if this is your first time, welcome. It is an honor to be with you, and it is such a blessing to join with you in prayer and faith and all that's good in life. If you are celebrating the high holy day seasons in Judaism of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, this is certainly also a very, very holy and special time of the year. You know, just a few days ago, I had the honor of leading services for our South Jersey Jewish community, and it was such a pleasure to see so many of our wonderful community members, families, children, adults come together, acknowledging that God is always with us. You know, Rosh Hashanah means head of the year, and it is always a wonderful chance to have new beginnings. You know, we don't know what's going on in this new month of October. We don't know what's going on in this new year of 5785 in Judaism. But no matter what religion or tradition or background you are, a new beginning is always a chance to take the opportunity to break some chains that you have from bad habits in your life, to make promises and vows and oaths from your heart, souls, and mind, to do things that bring the image of God into the lives of others. For after all, that's why we were born, to live in the image of God. So in advance, I do apologize for the hoarseness of my voice today. You know, on Rosh Hashanah, I sing and sing and sing and talk and talk and talk. So if my voice isn't as beautiful as it usually is, it's because it's being used a lot, but it's being used a lot for a good reason. It's being used a lot in the job of and the mission of praising God, and there is certainly no better reason to praise God and to make your voice hoarse. So thank you. So we are now in the middle of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They are called the 10 days of awe, A-W-E. And certainly we should always, always be in the awe of God, because God is great. God is omnipotent. God is wonderful. We have, no matter what background or religion you are, we have an awesome, awesome God. So upcoming is Yom Kippur, and I just wanted to remind you, if you want a wonderful place to attend Yom Kippur services, please contact me. I am once again doing services for a South Jersey community, but you don't have to be from South Jersey community. Anywhere in our area, please contact me and I will give you all the information, or you can watch the services on Zoom online, and that is a blessing for all of us as well. So I'm very easy to find online or on social media, and I would be honored to give you all the information. And in these 10 days of awe, it is so important to acknowledge that what we call in Judaism the Sha'arei Shamayim, say that with me, I can hear you, Sha'arei Shamayim, the gates of heaven are opened, and God is closer to us than God is any time during the year. You know, the truth is that God is always with us 24/7, and God is always surrounding us and protecting us, but especially during the 10 days that we are in now, in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, God is with us. But don't forget that even though we say that we must be good and we must be righteous during the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it is even better Better to be good and righteous, not only from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, but from Yom Kippur all the way to Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? It is important for those 10 days that the gates of heaven are open to be good. But it's even more important to be good the rest of the year. And sometimes, you know, even myself, we forget that. Even though the holy days are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, every day is meant to be holy because we are created, my friends, in the image of God. And that is a task that we need to take seriously from our hearts, souls, and minds each and every single day. So what are we supposed to do these 10 days that the gates of heaven are open? Well, one of the biggest themes of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is to say, I'm sorry. We all know that those two words are easy to say, but we know they are hard, very hard to mean. The hardest words that we can probably say in any language are, I'm sorry. So as we lead up to Yom Kippur, we are meant to make a list of things we said that maybe we shouldn't have said, or things we did that maybe we shouldn't have done. And we go up to that person and we say, you know what? Do you remember when I said this? Or do you remember when I did this? I just wanted to tell you, I am sorry. So start to make your list and check it twice. And on Yom Kippur, that means the Day of Atonement or the Day of Repentance. You know, take a little bit of time or a lot of time, depending on how you live, to really say I'm sorry to those in your lives that we need to. And that will make this new year, whatever religion or background or traditions you are, so much better, so much happier. It will clear your lives. You know, we wear white, at least we're supposed to wear on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I wear a white robe. I wear a white yarmulke. Traditionally, the color white is a symbol of purity, a symbol of cleanliness, a symbol of new beginnings. That's why, of course, at a wedding, the bride wears white. It's a symbol of freshness. So turn your your sins to white. Turn your new year to white, to cleanliness. Erase, make pretend the past life is a chalkboard. I know there are not chalkboards in most schools anymore, but those of a certain age remember what a chalkboard is. So start to erase, so we can start this new year with a cleanliness, because we certainly know that there are things of the past year that we need to change and we need to start afresh. So I would like to take this time to wish everybody listening a very happy and healthy new year. May this be one of joy. May this be one of goodness. And most importantly, as we all know, may this be a new year of health, because we know that health is most important. So may everyone have abundant health in their lives. And then the new year will be filled with goodness and all that is wonderful. One of the things that we certainly want to change in the new year as we are turning the page, there is so much war in this world. There is so much evil in this world. And if one person can change the world, and certainly one person can, we all can do our part in bringing shalom. You know, the most important word in Judaism and probably the world is shalom, which means peace. But peace is not just an absence of war. Peace is a completeness and totalness in all aspects of life, financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously. So it is my prayer to you that your life becomes filled with shalom, filled with peace in this brand new year, and completeness and totalness and in all aspects of life. And on that certainly we can all say amen. And don't forget, keep Israel in your prayers as well this year. For Rosh Hashanah, the book of life opens. And this year, we're not turning the page and leaving our hostages behind. With them, they are in our hearts and our minds. We write a new chapter hoping that they will join us in this new year of 5785. So please keep the children, the teens, the adults who are still being held as hostage in Gaza in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, as we ask God to bring them home in all Godspeed to the open arms of their family in abundant health. And on that, certainly we all say amen. And we pray for Israel, who is being attacked from every side, north, south, east, and west, just in the past couple of weeks out of Lebanon with Hezbollah. Please keep Israel in your thoughts each and every day. For we know, my friends, that prayer works. Prayer changes things. And if you doubt that, just know the stories that I can share with you as a hospital chaplain, which is one of the blessings that I certainly have in my life. On a daily basis, I'm called to go into various hospitals in South Jersey by the staff, not just by the patients, but by the doctors, by the nurses, by the medical staff. They call me, can you come into so-and-so hospital and pray? Even the medical staff realizes that with the medical needs that, that the folks have in the hospitals, even equally important is prayer. They acknowledge that prayer definitely works. So just take it from me in this new year. If you have any doubts at all, that prayer works. Indeed, my friends, it does. And we need to get into the habit. If you're not in the habit of praying, please take this challenge, this opportunity to start to pray each and every day, and again and again and again. Don't be turned off by the word prayer. Prayer is just a fancy word of a conversation with God, just like you would speak to a friend of yours, just like you would speak to a classmate or a coworker or a neighbor or anyone in your community. That is a conversation, and that is what prayer is. And we know that when you start something and you continue it for 7 days, for 10 days, it becomes a habit. And prayer certainly is a very, very good habit to start. So take that as a challenge. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. We also say amen to our sponsors on Inspiration and Religion, both on air and both online. We say thank you to Bonnie and her staff at the wonderful men's and boys store in beautiful Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, Bucks County, PA. The best clothing for any man and boy in your family, both casual and formal and anything in between. They win awards constantly for the best of in the formal departments, best of in the men's department, best of in the boys department. And they are stocked for all your fall merchandise needs, both in the men's and boys' departments, suits and sports coats, khakis, sportswear, shoes and tuxedos for all of your fall weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, any reason that you would need any new clothing, they are certainly the best. Custom tailoring as well, formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years, again. The Warminster Shopping Center in Bucks County at 320 York Road, 320 York Road. Give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060, 215-914-2060. And please know, you certainly don't need to live in Bucks County to go to the wonderful men's and boys store. I live in South Jersey, and when I go there, I see folks from all over the Delaware Valley, South Jersey and Central Jersey, Philadelphia, all of the suburbs of Philly and Delaware. Why? Simply the best. Weddings, charity events, cruises, formal occasions, any reason, go and give Bonnie a call. Again, 215-914-2060. The men's and boys store, simply the best. And for Bonnie and her staff, we certainly say amen. And when you see her, tell her that Cancer Scott says hi. There are so many people that call themselves role models, but they are not. They don't live a life that I would have my son or daughter learn about and take on. But one passed away this weekend. Dikembe Mutombo. Does that name ring a bell? It should. For a year or two, I think it was 1 year, he played for the Philadelphia 76ers basketball team. But for me, he will certainly be more than a basketball player. Dikembe Mutombo died last week at the very young age of 58. And he was one of the greatest humanitarians of my lifetime, of our lifetime. He literally changed the lives and saved the lives of millions of people in his native Congo and the surrounding areas, and so many other organizations that he was heavily involved with, like the Special Olympics. He won award after award after award, the highest civilian awards of many, many countries, including the United States. He put his heart, soul, and mind, and literally millions and millions and millions of dollars of his own into Africa, into bringing schools and hospitals and roads and water just on a daily basis for years and years and years. I would highly suggest that you go online and look up Dikembe Mutombo, Mutombo, and you will read about his humanitarian life, a life of righteousness, a true angel here on earth. And may his memory always be a blessing to all of us, to the world, from generation to generation. And on his life, we all say amen. So I wanted to teach a little bit about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for those of you who are interested that ask me each and every day online. One of the biggest traditions of this high holy day season is the blowing of the shofar. If you don't know what a shofar is, it's a ram's horn. It could be other animals with have horns, just a small category, but usually it's a ram's horn. And they could be big, they could be small, they could be twisted, they could be straight, but it is a ram's horn. And they are meant to be blown and to wake up our body, mind, and soul. And last week at Hebrew school, at my Judaica classes, I brought in a few shofar, and in different states of being done. Of course, originally, it's just a horn, and like a ram's horn. And boy, do they smell when they're not clean. They still have a little bit of the cartilage that's originally in them. They have dirt, they have all kinds of stuff that come from a body of a ram that when they are horns on the body and when they are not horns on the body, they are unfinished, just like us. We are all unfinished, and we need to take that time to polish ourselves up like a finished ram's horn. At services for Rosh Hashanah a few days ago, I brought an unfinished shofar and I brought a finished shofar. And we talk about how an unfinished shofar is something that you just don't want to live with. It smells. There are things inside of it that shouldn't be inside of it. It's not polished, it's not cleansed, it's not clean, it's not washed. Just like our souls and our bodies as we go into the new year, it is our opportunity at this holy time of the year to take the shofar that is unfinished, representative of us, of all of us, to clean it out with the bad habits that we have, with the negative attitudes that we have, with the baggage of our past that we have, to clean it out, to empty it out, to polish it up, to clean it, to make it look sparkly and fresh as we go into this new year, to start the new year with love, with an abundance of joy, with an attitude of gratitude. Just like a new shofar, when you go to buy one, I bought a new shofar last week on Amazon. Yes, you could buy anything on Amazon, even a ram's horn. So take this as a challenge to you to think about your life as an unfinished shofar. Clean it out. Break the habits. Get rid of the bad habits and start afresh and shiny and new. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. So where does the tradition of blowing a shofar come from? We all know that in the Jewish Bible, the Old Testament, and we call that the Torah, the story of the Akedah. Say it with me. Akedah. That's the binding of Isaac, the sacrifice of Isaac. And his father Abraham loved his son so much that he was willing to sacrifice his only son because of the love of God. But we learn that it was only a test. As he was about to sacrifice Isaac, an angel came down, grabbed his arm and said, "Abraham, don't you dare touch that child now. Now we know that you truly love God. Instead, as soon as you turn around, the first animal that you see stuck in the thicket, stuck in the bushes, that will be the sacrifice to God." So Abraham turned around, and of course, he saw a ram, gave the ram as a gift to God, and that was proof how much a father loved God. So we read that story on Rosh Hashanah as a lesson to all of us, a lesson to all of us that we need to raise our children with the love of God. We need to raise our children acknowledging that they are gifts from God. We need to raise our children daily with the word of God, so when they grow up, they can love God with all their hearts, all their souls, and all their might. Does that sound familiar? Every religion has a blessing that says something like, "And you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might." In Judaism, at least, that is called the V'ahavta, which means, "And you shall love God." You know, whatever religion that you may be, it is not an option to love God. It's not a suggestion. It's not, "Well, if I want to love God, I will, but if I don't, that's okay." As they say, that's not the way it works. We are created to love and to worship and to pray to God. In fact, that is why God created us, to love him. And in return, God helps us with all of our dreams and goals and aspirations and allows us to work our way one step in front of the other to our given purpose and our given mission. So take this as a challenge to you to acknowledge that loving God is not an option. It's a thing that we have to do from the moment that we open our eyes in the morning to the second that we go to bed at night. And that is our job. And in return, God will take us through the doors we need to go through, down the hallways that we need to walk down. And that will be a wonderful way to start off this new year. And I wanted to remind you, and this is very, very important. I got some calls right before Rosh Hashanah of folks who wanted to come to services, but they said, you know, we don't, you know, our finances aren't allowing us to join this or get this ticket or come to services. And I always tell them from my heart, souls, and mind, don't let, and this is for all of us, don't let finances get in the way of your faith, of your religion, of your faith-filled life. Being religious is not meant to take money. It's not meant to take your finances. It's meant to take your heart, your soul, and your mind. So if I can help in any way, don't let your finances get in the way. If you want religious education, if you want to come to services, if there's a life cycle event that, you know, you want a life cycle event, a naming of a child, a confirmation, a wedding, the sad events, the funerals and unveilings, it will certainly be my honor. It has nothing to do with finances. It has nothing to do with money. It simply has to do with the love of God. So contact me any way that you want. Again, don't let finances get in the way of you and your family getting closer to God. And on that, certainly we can all say very loudly and clearly, Amen. So on that, I want to wish everybody a beautiful Sunday. If you don't have the opportunity to listen on Sunday morning, please always go to the podcast. You can listen 24/7, wwdbam.com, or go to my social media, Facebook, of X, used to be Twitter, of Instagram, and I'm always posting the daily weeks of my Sunday program and my program Monday through Friday called Morning Light. So a very happy and healthy new year for those who observe. May this be a year of goodness and righteousness and all the love of God. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.